Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Is Shawnice and Jeffy, are they gonna kiss once again? And what about Daniel and Bobby? Are they gonna ever have sex again? And also, more importantly, will Anthony be able to poop in his new house? Stay tuned, y'all. We have a lot to discuss tonight.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! This is my favorite Christmas song. What's up, everyone? It's
this
time.
Girl, not amused by the Christmas music.
But us guys are.
But that's right.
There's no correlation.
Oh!
Okay, I'm outnumbered.
Hey!
Tony. If you won't be here next year. Right. What's up, After Buzzers? It makes sense, Caroline.
Because no, it doesn't. There's
yes, it does. Yes, it does. Last time they saw us, we were in November, and now it's December. Basically Christmas.
Basically.
And it's like it's a question to the couples. Are you going to be here next year? We don't know. We're going to talk about it, though, y'all.
That's right.
So, what's up, everyone? I'm your host, Ollie Drennan, and I'm joined by these amazing panelists. We're finally here, y'all.
Yeah, we're all here.
Who are you guys? Let us know.
Well, I'm Caroline Thayer.
Yeah. And I'm Mike Thielen.
Oh, my gosh. it's so good to have you guys back for episode 6, Routine Maintenance. All right. And everyone in the chat, I'm so sorry. Last week we were having maintenance issues, technicality issues. So please join us, Luann. We see you, girl. Coffee time. We have lots.
We
of
buzzing, y'all. Oh, that's what you said.
I did.
LOL.
All right, guys. Okay. Initial thoughts of just went down. Okay, what are you guys feeling from this episode? Caroline, it's been 2 weeks since you've been here.
I know. So should I give a little hot take on what I think?
Yes, please.
All right. Here's the deal. I am rooting so hard for Jeffy and Shawnice. I want them to work out. It's never good, though, when somebody says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, which is kind of what vibe I'm getting from Jeffy. Can't stand Danielle and Bobby. I'm sure they're lovely people, but together, I do not think that they mesh. And in terms of Ashley and Anthony, they've really grown on me. Mm-hmm. I think that they were very funny and down to earth. They have very good banter. They're full of jokes and laughter, which is what I think is key to mm-hmm. a long-standing relationship.
Definitely. When I watch them, I am not stressed at all because I feel like they have the most realistic.
No, I'm not stressed at all.
What about you, Mike? What do you think?
This episode... Obviously, it's coming from a guy's perspective, but I feel really frustrated for all the guys in all three couples for various reasons that we're going to get into, but that's what I felt this episode.
Well, perfect. So let's get into...
Well, what did you think?
I thought, you know, I wasn't a fan of this episode, honestly.
Okay.
Overall, I do have to say that it was cool to see some growth with Shawnice and Jeffy, so that was cute. But before we get to that, we got to talk about Ashley and Anthony because they definitely weren't the most exciting this week.
Wait, what? I thought that they. I like actually. This is so sorry. Continue.
No, please. I'm surprised you have to say that.
No. Okay. So there's no denying that I think I was a little bit harsh on Ashley and Anthony in the first few episodes. I think it took a little bit of time for me to warm up to them just because I really didn't like when Ashley revealed the gender to Anthony. I thought that was super, super unfair and not nice. But seeing their relationship and how playful they are, how accommodating they've become of one another, and just like the whole house hunting experience, especially when compared to Danielle and Bobby's house hunting experience, everyone seemed much more laid back. And they're actually on a tighter crunch mm-hmm. than Danielle and Bobby are. So I loved seeing them, you know, like she like did a spit take with her water. Bananas are her favorite fruit, apparently. I mean, I really liked their moments.
I mean, no, go
guys,
ahead.
I had nothing bad to say about them for this episode. They're, but to me so far, up to now, they're doing the best out of all three of the couples. Absolutely. They seem like they're vibing really well. Mm-hmm. They've been together the longest, but I was down with the reasons for them buying a house, which is like their main storyline right now. I thought it made a lot of sense to me, mm-hmm. and they got an offer accepted, so that's fantastic. Like, mm-hmm. we didn't get to see a lot of them this episode.
Yeah, but so, I feel like that's a reoccurring thing with them, because I don't know.
Are you kidding? I literally...
Oh my gosh, what?
I straight up thought that we saw more of them than ever.
No, I don't think agree.
So. They didn't argue about anything.
I thought
there was nothing.
See Danielle and Bobby as much.
No.
They're okay, too. All right, well.
No, like this.
I'll just be quiet.
We definitely saw Jeff D the most.
I think Ashley and Anthony, like, they're my favorite couple, I'll say that. But they don't get a lot of screen time in comparison to the other two couples. And I just feel like their storyline, it's not bad. Nothing against them. It's just not as exciting. Or just, like, not a lot to talk about, unfortunately.
Well, I'd rather them be sane and, like, happy than, like...
Me too.
The chat is in agreement with you and me. We're still pissed off about the gender reveal.
Yeah.
I feel really bad about that. Okay. Yeah.
But there's not much to talk about with them. I feel like the most exciting thing for me from them this week was... Anthony's reveal of wanting to poop in the new house. That was so entertaining.
It's a big plot point in their relationship.
That was the most entertaining thing I've heard from them in weeks.
Well, so, to take a serious side of this, if you can, it just shows that they have a very ridiculous, playful banter that is, when they're old and gray, they can still make each other laugh.
Yeah.
Some people are into that kind of humor. Other people are not. It's a good thing that they... both seem to like that kind
absolutely
of stuff.
No, you totally. Should be flirting with your husband and wife forever.
Yeah, it's cool that they are probably.
How is that flirting?
How's that flirting?
I don't know what's going on.
I felt like that was like just a joke.
I think anytime you're making your partner laugh and being something silly and goofy, I think you're flirting with them.
Well, Luann says Ashley and Anthony are a snooze fest. I would love to be friends with them in real life. I'll say that.
Oh,
and I love that Anthony was man enough to say that, you know, I got to poop in a house. Pooping is like one of the most vulnerable states you'll ever be in life. So you have to be comfortable in your new house that you're going to be in. Granted, their apartment's so freaking cute. You know, it's going to be sad.
They got a nice apartment.
It's a cute, cute apartment. But it's okay. Like, they're dealing with the move well. Because there was the issue of, like, should we move before or after the baby? What did you think, since you weren't here? Do you think it's better for them to move before or after the baby?
Well, so I just feel like everything went 0 to 60, and Ashley just said, I think we should move, and then that was that. It doesn't seem like this has been much of a plot point. With Danielle and Bobby, you see them kind of going through the struggle of wanting to move, trying to find a house, whereas with Ashley and Anthony, things feel like it went overnight, like a decision was made overnight. So I guess... because they're on a tighter schedule, it makes sense. But I was kind of shocked. It's a big decision to buy a house. You don't want to just buy the first house you see. So maybe there was more they had been looking for a little while, but it sounds like they just saw one house they really liked.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't get to see that.
There's not as much drama about them buying a house versus Bobby, right? Because Bobby's already owns a house. And the stuff that they were looking at was the same number of bedrooms. It was no kind of upgrade where they could just reorganize. I think someone even in the chat earlier said they just need to hire a professional organizer and redo, you know, what they have going on with their current house. Mm-hmm. But obviously, like Ashley and Anthony, they need more space with the baby coming. To answer your question, I think any time around when a baby's going to be born is the perfect time to move. Actually, I think it's ideal because you're going to be having paternity and maternity leave, so you have some automatic time off. Mm-hmm. It is stressful. There's a lot of stuff to do. And I'm not saying it's easy to take care of a baby by any means, but a brand newborn, they don't do too much stuff. They can't locomote by themselves. So you can have a little bit at least of that and be able to move, I think.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that, maternity and paternity leave. That's a really good point.
Automatic time off to do the stuff.
They're definitely on their way to their new house. They found a good one, ready to seal the deal. And
I liked that kitchen.
And it's really cool that like they're basically kind of like a success story already. They've been together for 2 years, and this is what the other couples are aiming for. They want to follow suit of Anthony and Ashley. So, that
2 years, wow.
That's cool. A long time. Like, they seem very comfortable together. No. I'll say that, for being strangers married at first sight, as we always say. So that's good for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's give them some positivity. Send it their way.
If anybody deserves props for this episode, it's them.
Yeah, totally. But before we get to our next couple, we got something to tell you after buzzers. Something very important, Caroline.
Well, hello, lovely after buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. I can see Ollie out of the corner of my eye just ferociously nodding. Let us know you subscribed in the comments, and we will thank you on air. Whoa. Okay. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Thank you. That was beautiful. So beautiful. I'm so proud to see it. I'm crying, guys. If you're not watching and listening podcast form, I'm crying because that was so beautiful. Thank you.
I feel like
you're literally not crying.
I am crying. They're invisible tears, just like Jeff D's invisible braces.
Whoa.
That was not shade.
Oh my God, that was such a good transition.
It really, you said it in shady way,
was
though.
Was it though?
Yeah. There you go.
No,
Tony thought so.
That was amazing. I'm really
excited.
Bravo.
Excited? Oh, okay. Let's get to Shaunice and Jeff D then. You know, oh my, I feel so bad for Shaunice, y'all, because she looks tired, she's exhausted, she's dealing with the baby, she's dealing with Kiki, and I'm thinking at this point, okay, they need to give Kiki to Danielle, because, you know, Danielle has all those damn dogs, so, but I guess, no, she has a bunch of dogs.
She does?
Yeah, she takes dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
By the way, remind me when we get to them. I did a little doggy dental investigation that I wanted to update. But next day,
No, I'm excited to hear. So what are you guys' thoughts on the quote-unquote progress of Shaunice and Jeff D this week?
Take it away.
I was really proud of them by the end of the episode. It is really, really rough to go 5 months without any kind of intimate contact. Mm-hmm. I mean, she says she's cool with hugging. They're not kissing. Like, to me, that would mean they also don't even hug. I can't imagine going in and out of the house every day with my wife and having no physical contact whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That does
Personal bubble.
Sure. Personal bubble. It just does nothing but add to all the stress and everything going on with the kid.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks. Laura's 2 weeks old.
Oh, actually, she's 16 days old. So, shout out to new parents who clearly like to give their child's age by days, which I feel like that's a common thing. They are 3 days and 5 hours old. Like, I feel like that's what the situation is. I mean, I'm proud of them. I think they're doing the best that they can. I think transparency is key. Like, they need to communicate, but I also think Dr. Jessica totally sees through Jeff D and knows that while he wants to be in love with Shaunice, I think he's really having a hard time doing that. And even Shaunice says, you know, I think he loves the baby, but he doesn't love me like that, which is so sad. That broke my heart a little bit. I want them to be right for each other, but I also don't think it's good for either of them as individuals, and especially for their daughter, to force a relationship if it's not organic.
Yeah,
sure. I think they really need to, like I said, we like where they came to at the end of the episode, but I think they really need to work on their communication more and more and more all around. And I, like I said in the beginning, I felt for Jeff D for this episode, because when he said, I want to take my paternity leave sooner so that I could help you out, I felt like that was really him saying, hey, you're having a tough time. Let me make an effort to do something. And then she just wrecked him for even having the idea to do it. I said, whoa, okay, so communication is both sides. She needs to come with what she really wants. When Jeff D asked the therapist, can I just ask, like, what do you need? Yeah, but she could also just tell you straight up what she's looking for.
To play devil's advocate, though, she is literally doing everything. Imagine going from...
Shaunice.
Yeah, Shaunice is doing everything. Imagine going from having a full-time job. Now you're literally sedentary, essentially. You're only in your home. You're with a baby. You're with a dog who's misbehaving. You are just, you're, like Dr. Jessica said, your hormones are out of control. I can, like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Also, she carried that baby for 8 months. Jackie can do a little bit around the house. Like, come home with flowers. Just be romantic.
Or food.
More likely food.
That was a good line. That was definitely a good food. Line from Ashley.
I was like, oh, Ashley, relatable.
Relatable. That is a meme. That totally. Is a meme right there.
Flowers, they die, as she says. So, Caroline, I take it you're Team Shawnees. Mike, you're Team Jeffy in this sense.
I just felt bad for him because, you know, yes, she's very stressed. Yes, she did a lot of stuff, obviously, as a mom. When you have a brand new baby, your first baby, you have no idea what to do. And it doesn't even seem like a lot of the family is around, or at least we don't see the family around and helping. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what to do. It's very confusing, and you kind of feel alone. Honestly, it's like that for guys, too, because you're removed. You didn't carry the baby. There's That's a lot of attention on the mom, mm-hmm. and you don't know exactly what to do to help out. You don't know what the pains she's going through. It's a very confusing time to be a dad, too.
Yeah.
Real talk, did anyone notice Jeffy put his whole baby's mouth, hand in his mouth? That was...
yeah.
Is that a thing? Because I don't ever want to see that again. That was really appalling. And but I didn't think it was cute or normal.
If he had brought home food, no problem.
Yeah. The baby hands are just so cute, I guess, to Jeff.
He's
like,
them up.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It was like, I don't even want to interact. Do the interpretation of that. Anyway.
Well, speaking of that, I felt bad for Shawnees when she was like, oh, he looks at her like he loves her so much and he doesn't look at me like that. He's not eating my fingers. So that I did feel for her because Jeff D seems like all he wanted out of this was the kid. I know he means well, but it's that's how she, I feel like, perceived it.
They started right off the bat with this show in a rocky beginning, mm-hmm. right? When she walked down the aisle, he was not feeling it. Nope. Okay, so really...
She's such a pretty girl. Like, she's really... When she puts her makeup on, like, girl, like, you got some style. We were talking about this.
So, Caroline is good at giving shade too, y'all.
Sorry, that came across as show.
When she puts her makeup on and tries.
No, because even Shawnee said, like, I tried to look cute for you. Look, when you're a new mom, nobody cares about how their hair looks, what clothes they're wearing.
Nor should you.
So, you don't need... There's no time for that.
Right.
I mean, look, I barely... put myself together. It's only when I'm on camera that I'm a whole new lady. Anyways, I digress. The point being is Shawnees is gorgeous without makeup, with makeup, but she was trying for her man, and there's something to be said about that. I think mm-hmm. that people notice when you put in more effort and you might feel more confident. I don't know. I'm not Shawnees, but I think that I feel bad. Like, how much does that suck when you have to watch on camera your husband be like, yeah, I wasn't really feeling her when she walked down the aisle. That's really sad.
But at the same time, they just don't have the energy back together. We talked about this last week. When they had the little anniversary dinner, that was the time when I thought it could be a new beginning. Get the wedding rings back out. Let's make it feel like they're a couple and they're a family. It's very bad signals that they're sending both back and forth, and I don't feel like the effort had been made until the end of the episode to get that back on track.
Mm-hmm. They kissed.
They kissed.
They did.
Come on.
It was nice that Dr. Jessica acknowledged that they both need to work on communication.
Sure.
So they went out on date night. You know, she did her thing again, Shawnee. She put the makeup on. She looked good for her man. And then Jeff D got her a necklace.
Thank you. You literally are telling me I threw shade. And you're saying the exact same thing.
No, Ollie. You said it. No, I'm just saying she looked good. Like, I didn't say, like... Now she's trying to make me
You didn't like
bad,
the lingerie
y'all.
Bustier from last week. That's
no,
all.
No, I did. I did. What are you talking about? She looks good.
Ollie's getting red.
Uh-oh.
Anyways, they had a really cute moment.
Yes,
necklace. Do you want to explain the necklace?
No.
Okay.
So the necklace, y'all, was cute because it had... Well, actually, I didn't really like that necklace. I thought it looked a little cheap. Like...
You know what?
Like, because, like, she has it's her baby's name. It says Laura.
Sentimental value.
But is she going to wear that every day?
With the birthstones.
No, because I looked at her Instagram, and she's not wearing it.
I wonder if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know.
But, like, it was cute that he customized it for, like, their birthstones. That was cute.
That's thought. You have to know if your daughter's, like, an Aries. Your wife's a Sagittarius. I don't even know. Like,
that's effort.
That's effort. I don't even know what those months are, even though I'm an Aries.
She put in a lot of effort on his present, so now he's returning the favor with effort.
That was really cute, her gift.
What, her gift?
Yeah.
Oh, the cigar thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
And that the baby gave him a little guillotine.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute.
But yeah, like you guys brought up, they finally kissed, so that was progress on them. So it was nice to see them actually end on a good note.
Yep.
So the couple that didn't end on a good note.
Nope.
They never end on a good note, honestly. Nope. You already know. Our favorite couple, Danielle and Bobby. So let's get right into them because I'm so, you know, as annoying as they are, I love talking about them at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It just creates great discussion.
Bobby is really cute. I'm not going to lie. I think he's so cute.
I can attest to that because I remember when he was doing like the selfie in like on the bed.
Oh,
I was
when
like,
he's on the bed?
Yeah. I was like, that's a really good angle.
I liked it. I don't know. I like a Southern guy, so.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on their whole progress? Quote-unquote progress, as I always like to say.
I need to censor myself, so I'm gonna let me take a moment.
Okay. I don't think they really made that much progress if we're talking about this episode. I don't think they made progress this episode.
Nope.
And I felt frustrated as I had the entire time watching this entire show for Bobby. Mm-hmm. He did not make my last week prediction come true, which was I thought he was really going to explode and like flip a table and it's finally going to come out of him. So
I don't think that man will ever flip a table.
I think the internal, like you see his eyes dissolving into insanity. And I feel like if she keeps pushing him, he's going to slam something.
Well, it hasn't come true yet.
I feel bad for her, though. You can't control your morning sickness, and that sucks if she's like, yeah, I'm feeling better, and then she gets sick again after she eats a real meal.
Yeah, but I feel like we're way past talking about just her being more. I feel like the way she's treated him the entire time we've been watching this couple.
Okay, well, what I have a really hard time thinking about is they are 4 months pregnant, barely 6 months together.
Yeah.
So they clearly got going as soon as they got married.
Right.
And I just think it's so... I mean, look, I think the whole thing's irresponsible.
And then Bobby had the brakes put on him real quick.
Well, he got his brakes... they were on all freaking episode because he is very horny right now because there's no intimacy
literally
with them too.
Every time I feel like they were gonna... like. She would ask him a question. He was just thinking about sex. Mm-hmm.
Probably. I mean, if you've been dating, married for 6 months, and you've been not intimate for four, that literally means...
No, I feel like it hasn't been 4 months.
I thought it was the entire time of the pregnancy.
They wouldn't know at the first month.
What would it be? 3 months? You want to give it half? But be generous. Half. They've been unintimate for probably longer than they have in their relationship.
They probably had so much sex to the point of... Yes, she Danielle got pregnant, and now, you know, I honestly don't think they should have got pregnant right off the bat. Like,
well, I mean, I don't really think any of them should have gotten pregnant right off the bat. I think that Ashley and Anthony did the right thing, and they actually made sure their relationship was going to surpass a year.
Yeah.
They're still getting to know each other, which is the crazy thing. What did you guys think? Let me just toss this in here, a little bit different train of thought. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the fact that Bobby literally says that she is only sick when he's around, and the only time she's fine is when he's not there?
I'm so glad you brought this up because when we were watching this, I made that joke. I was like, is she just sick when he's around and then not when he's gone at work? And then in the preview, he brings that claim up.
Again.
I mean, there's something a little bit off. It is too coincidental, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. I just think she just doesn't want to have sex with him anymore now that she's pregnant.
Be weird.
And honestly, I do understand that, like, that sickness. Like, when I'm sick, I don't want to be intimate with anyone, so.
Right, right.
But I don't know if she's using that sickness as an excuse not to have sex now, you know?
Which just doesn't make sense. If it's literal, whenever he's at work, like, she's cool and, like, dancing around the house and fine and everything. And then when she gets home, it's like, well I don't know.
She doesn't do much.
We don't ever see them apart, right?
Really
we don't
like
see it.
When she's like, I almost cried. Like she said that last
emotion
week,
almost happened.
She has my invisible tears, y'all. So good for her.
I don't know. It's like somebody who doesn't cry ever is low key a sociopath. I'm not calling her a sociopath. I'm sure she's cried in her life before, but
she's worked on it a lot with the therapists on her ability to display emotion. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it's a really, really tricky thing. But if we're to take them literally, or even almost literally, I feel like there's something more there than it's just those are the times when she's feeling sick. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm Bobby, I'm coming home at lunchtime. If she's literally feeling fine, then I'm coming home. I'm taking a half day at work. Surprise. Bring some food, not flowers, and have a good time with my newlywed wife.
I really wish he hadn't said sexy time. I was like, don't.
It was okay. First of all, we get to this date. Let's fast forward to the date.
Ciao, ciao.
They went to, I don't know what the restaurant, I don't know what the restaurant was, y'all, but they went to get crab cakes, which is like not the most, like I don't want to.
Which is an appetizer.
I don't want to kiss you. Well, okay. I don't want to, basically, I don't want to kiss you after you just had like fish or crab or seafood. I love.
Do you
seafood.
Think that's why she ordered it?
No, maybe he ordered it because he goes, it's an aphrodisiac. So I
did
think
he say that?
Yeah,
did I miss that?
Yeah, I know lobster.
He is yeah. putting in effort.
Yeah,
guys.
The guy wants to get in it.
Come on,
get it in.
He's putting in big effort. This
maybe
is
the crab
nice
was
dinner.
Bad.
We didn't get to see the present he got her though. I was upset about that.
Oh,
he said, you know, we saved money on the anniversary, so now for your it was birthday, right?
Dinner? Yeah, it was her birthday.
Yeah, for your birthday, I want to take you somewhere nice, get you something nice, but we never got to see what he got her. Maybe mm-hmm. the present wasn't good enough, and thus,
I hate when
no
they cut
sexy
stuff
time.
Out like that. They always cut out the most interesting things that we want to see. But what else happened? Anything else happened?
I mean
he talked
between
with his
the two of them. Right.
I mean, that wasn't really interesting.
I just keep reverting back to that third or so episode where the mom, the whole family comes over, and the mom, you can just tell, is not buying it.
Not into
it.
Well,
not into this whole situation.
The
well,
family,
honestly,
sorry.
Like, I'm so happy that they're not like talking about moving because I was so annoyed with the whole moving arc. I mean, they're still going to move, obviously, but it was nice to see them have a different arc, which was the intimacy like decline with Danielle.
I think the move thing is going to come right back. The family,
oh,
the family get together, dinner, whatever you want. That's because the families on these shows always interject the most logical thing, mm-hmm. right? And
yeah,
you're so right.
Right.
They're like, why are you moving? Is the house bigger? No. Did you guys just rearrange some stuff in here? No. I want a new house.
I just realized something. Okay, so that family is so practical. Why didn't they say anything before Bobby signed up for this show?
Or say don't get married at first sight?
Absolutely.
Now y'all speaking up. I don't understand. Like way back. Or maybe I just said it or like thought it in my mind.
Maybe he did it on secret. Luann says Bobby's thirsty. Yeah, he's thirsty.
No, they were there. His family was there at the wedding.
But not when he signed up for the show.
Exactly.
They might not have been able to stop it.
You can always. A southern mom can drag her son out of anything. I have faith.
And on that note, it's time to get to our special segment of the week where we rate our couples X amount, a number of hearts out of 5. Did I say that right? Well, let's get to our special segment where we rate our couples, y'all.
All right. Here we go.
Let's start off with the easiest couple, Ashley and Anthony. What do you guys give them this week? 1 to 5. Come on. Give it to me good. Give it to me good, y'all. And everyone in the chat. Or if you're not tuning in live, let us know what you rate the couples and what your thoughts on this episode are.
I would give them a 4.
I agree. I put 4 down right here.
Because as Ashley says, there's always room for improvement.
There's always room for improvement. I agree. I'm going with the same scale as I did last week because I'm just going to do 1, 3, 5 and they're getting my 5.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
I really like they just were really cute this week. They were house hunting. I wish we would have saw like a little bit more house hunting with them. And also like their exercise, I forgot to mention, like, they just had a really good time with their exercise, I also mm-hmm. felt. So, they're just,
I mentioned the banana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the banana. What's your favorite fruit? That was really cute. I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
Do you like or does it annoy you how the show tried to make something different out of their little game from the preview last week? Remember, because he joked around and said, oh, you have to do any sexual thing that I want. And then that almost made it like it was going to be some tension, and it was him joking around.
That is reality television at its finest with their promotions, their commercials. They will totally, they will take a simple conversation and make it into a totally different like storyline.
But I was ready for them to like get into something. I'm like, oh, there's nothing. They're fine.
Well, something's on Anthony's mind, clearly, just like it is on Bobby's.
Well, no. It's going to be a good episode next week. So what about Shawnee's and Jeffy? What do you guys give them this week?
I mean, mine's obvious, right? They're getting the 3.
They're getting 3?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd agree. A 3.
I'm going to give them a 4.
What?
Because!
They're tied?
Because
Absolutely not.
They kiss. Like, that was
a That's step. A big breakthrough.
Yeah,
you're right. That's
a
big breakthrough.
I feel like they were at a 2 for most of the episode, and they got the 3 because they kissed.
That's
no,
fair,
because
too.
Because not only did they make progress with the kiss, what's her name? Shawnee's wanted to finally be intimate with him after 5 months, but also the fact
What do you
that
mean? She wanted to give him a kiss?
Also, the fact that... Are you okay? She's like dying over there. The fact that they both acknowledged their problems of miscommunication, that was cool, because I can totally understand both sides of the argument. So I was like, so you guys were debating earlier. I was like, I see both sides of the argument with them. And they realized that. So hopefully they're in a better place. We will see.
I just don't think they made enough progress yet.
I think they did.
You're wrong.
So let's get to Daniel and Bobby.
What are people saying in the chat?
Luann doesn't want to rate them because they're boring.
No, Luann doesn't want to rate Anthony and Ashley.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Wait, Luann, I want to know. Oh, no hearts. Jay, no hearts.
No hearts. No hearts. And Ashley and Anthony are boring. Everybody else gets no hearts anyway.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll take the reins on
fair
the
enough.
On
oh, God. Daniel yeah. and Bobby.
Daniel and Bobby.
I'm gonna giving them a 2. I just don't think that there's anything there. I don't think there's substance to their relationship.
Fair enough. Right. Just staying with my system, I give them the 1.
1.
Because it's just, I don't like the effort. I don't see the effort.
Yeah. I gave them 1, too. Because I don't know if Danielle's saving face and trying to make her quote-unquote sickness into now a reoccurring, like, is she going to be sick up until like 9 months? Like, I don't
it's just,
know.
I mean,
well,
none of us
are
have been
people that are like that. I mean,
yeah,
that Amy Schumer is in her second trimester and she's having a really hard pregnancy. So
some women have really, really tough pregnancies. It's true. But I don't buy it. Give them the first month, whatever, 3 months straight of no intimacy, of never feeling good when he's around. There's stuff you can do and there's more effort you can make. And I feel like that's hurting them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Let us know what you guys thought, because I agree. I would give them a 1 because nothing happened with them in terms of progress. So before we get to predictions, it's time to get to some news and gossip
hey.
For the week. Woohoo! Here we go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, you know, these couples are always signing up for reality television, so there's bound to be some fan disagreements with them, you know? So our girl, Danielle, recently posted on her story about the criticism that she was getting. And she posted this to say.
Here we
go. Listen up, y'all. She gave 3 facts, okay?
Okay.
And this is aimed towards, they were coming for her because of like the amount of money she's spending. And they're afraid that she's going to get them in debt. So her response was, my credit score is nearly 800. Is that a good Danielle voice?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is, y'all. If you're watching this on YouTube, my credit score is nearly 800.
Okay.
Number 2, my debt is from an unexplained surgery, not mismanaging my money. And 3, it's taken me 9 months to pay off with my own money, not my husband's. Furthermore, thank you for all your concern. We are doing just Whew. Fine. Love ya, Danielle. No, she didn't say love ya, Danielle. But yeah.
Yeah, that's
so,
like too much emotion for her.
You know, that was her response in recent criticism. What do you guys think about that?
Chat's not buying it.
No?
So RT says right away all facts are alternative. Luann says fake news. RT also correctly identified that Danielle loves Henry and kisses him more than Bobby.
I agree.
Yes.
Oh, I love Henry.
Henry's really cute. He's a basset hound, right?
I think so.
He's the best character in the show. He's kind of his own spinoff.
Exactly.
I mean, we're rating if she actually can spend her money intelligently. Like, okay,
it's just your
I
thoughts.
Guess.
You know what?
Look, this isn't the first story that she's posted where she's gotten defensive and said, "Look, I mean, you can even look at her Instagram page and her posts.
Right.
A lot of the captions are, I see the haters. I'm trying to stay positive. Whatever." They sign up for this, but they shouldn't be subjected to really hateful things.
Yeah, totally. Like, death
at the
threats,
same time,
absolutely not.
You said you did some research on
yeah.
You
have
the
some more
dog.
News
the
do-
yeah, the do- so our little guy is going in for a procedure soon. Little Bam Bam. He's 13. He's a little old man. He is going to be getting some dental work as part of it.
Okay.
And that is going to cost me close to $500. Now, the reason why is he's getting a very deep, deep, deep cleaning. But what's really expensive is the x-rays for his age to make sure all the teeth are not, I don't know, messed up or they don't have any bacteria or anything, whatever going on inside them that they would need to be removed. I think Henry's just as old, and that's why it costs so much.
Henry, they said Henry is only like 5 years old.
He's that young?
But maybe
it might be the same thing.
Maybe they rescued him when he was older.
Right. Hmm. To make sure that no teeth are decayed or anything inside that could cause him more problems. I think that's the, that's
why. Danielle, that would be actually really helpful if you addressed that, if you told us how old lovely little Henry is.
Yeah.
Next Instagram story.
More importantly, just to close out the tea, right, is...
I know, I finished my tea.
Right, you finish it? It's not so much, I think, her management of money, but what seems to the viewers as a needless expense of money with the house moving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked how last week she was like, well, I haven't bought anything for the baby yet, or I haven't been shopping at all, really, since we got married. But then she went, like, full force ahead with baby clothes. So I can just see that becoming a downward spiral as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads us to predictions. So what else are you guys predicting for episode 6 and onward of Married at First Sight?
Yeah.
Happily Ever After.
Yes. Question mark. Who wants to go first?
Please.
Any takers? Because they are meeting up. All the couples are coming again for a vacation.
Which is the best? Sorry. I thought... most of this season should have been them on the tropical island in the little getaway. I thought that was the best. Please.
That tropical island was Connecticut.
Yes. Sorry. The resort getaway thing.
Sorry.
I'm thinking of the other show.
So what do you think? What do you guys
Whatever.
Think?
Connecticut's beautiful. Viewers from Connecticut, we love you.
No, I mean, I'm from the East Coast. It's just not an island. Anyways... I think that Shaunice and Jeffy are going to have a hard time. It'll be their first trip with the baby. I'm assuming Laura's going along. By the way, Laura's so cute. I love the little headband. I just wanted to put that out there. She was wearing in the episode. You know, I think Bobby and Danielle are... I think next week is when it'll come to a forefront because Bobby in the preview said, it's beginning to look like it's an abnormality that my wife isn't
because of the other guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he asks her that, Danielle that. Okay. And then in terms of Ashley and Anthony, I mean, I think they're getting further along into their pregnancy. Hopefully things are going smoothly with their home. I think they'll be smooth sailing for right now, hopefully.
Cool. Mike?
I know you like it, Ollie, but my prediction is coming straight from the editing of the next time. I think Jeff D's getting set up, and I think his little statement, I love her, but I'm not in love with her, I think it's being taken completely out of context, and it's not going to be very epic.
Okay. Yeah. I have no clue what's to come, y'all, but let us know what your thoughts are, because it's going to get juicy by according to that preview. Before we go, where can we find you guys on social media?
Oh, well, you can find me at Caroline J. Thayer.
And you can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
Yes, guys, and I'm Ollie Drennan. You're following me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dream. I don't know what's up with this accent. Thank you guys.
There it was.
Thank you guys for tuning in the chat. Luann, Coffee Time, RT. You guys are amazing.
Next episode, Ollie's going to do the entire episode in that accent.
Maybe I will.
Come back.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
'The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.